بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Here we will discuss about the greatness of Holy Quran. So let's first understand what is Quran. Like in every religion and in every era, the Prophet came with the divine scripture to enlighten the people, to guide the people towards divinity. In that, the Holy Quran is the center of illumination, which is revealed on the last Prophet, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It has a lot of importance for the humanity. Let me take out some holy verses of this Holy Quran to describe its greatness. Like if you see Surah Furqan, verse 1, in which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نظيرا. In which it says that the blessed is he who sent down the Furqan upon his servant that he may be warner to the nations. Furqan means the distinguisher between truth and falsehood. So today the major problem is to identify the truth and the false. If one is attached with the Holy Quran, the Quran will guide him what is truth and what is falsehood. If you see, in the same ayah, in the same verse, it says that the Quran is Nazira. Quran is Naziran means the warner. It is warner to the believer. It is warner to the human being. In Surah Ma'idah, verse number 15, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Indeed, there has come to you light and clear book from Allah. So Quran is Nur. It is Kitabun Mubin. It is open book. It is clear book. In Surah Yunus, if you see verse number 57, it says that Ya أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْئِزَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشَفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي صُدُورِ وَحُدًا وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. O man, there has come to you indeed an admonition from your Lord. Means Quran is admonition. It is ma'iza. And a healing for what is in the breast, what is in the heart, and the guidance and the mercy of the for the believers. So you see, in this holy verse, Quran is what? Number one, ma'iza. Number two, it is shafa'un lima fi sudur. And the third one is it is hudan, it is guidance. And the fourth one is it is rahmah. So Quran is, you can see n number of ayat, many verses in the Quran which describes the greatness of Quran. In same chapter, surah, that is chapter of Yunus, Surah Yunus, ayat number 57, in the same verse, there are many things. Again, if you see of Tafasir, what Aimma alayhimus salam said, we can see in the next session, in the further discussion. Let me bring some more verses on this. Like if you see Surah Nahl, which is 16th Surah of Quran, verse number 89, in which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبِيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَحُدًا وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرًا لِلْمُؤْسْلِمِينَ. And we have revealed the holy book to you, explaining clearly everything, and a guidance and a mercy and good news for those who submit. So in this ayah, you see the Quran is tibiyanan likulli shay. It explains everything. It is again hudan, guidance. It is rahmat, and it is the glad tiding to the believer, to the Muslimin. Everything is encompassed in the holy Quran. Every knowledge is in Quran. Like similar sort of thing, it says that in Surah Yusuf, ayat number, verse number 111, وَتَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, and a distinct explanation of all things, means everything can be found in the Holy Quran. So my question is, my question to all Muslims, that why we are away from it. Now if you see verse 52 of Surah Ibrahim, in which it says that هَذَا بَلَاغٌ لِلنَّاسِ, that this is a sufficient exposition for the people. Apart from that, you find many verses, as I said, like if you refer Surah Nisa, verse number 174, it says that يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بُرْحَانٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, O people, surely there has come to you manifest proof from Lord, from your Lord. So it Quran is Burhan. Apart from that, a very important in everybody's life is reminding. Quran is zikr, Quran is reminder. In Surah Nahl, verse number 46, it says that وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الزِّكْرَ لِتُبَيَّنَ لِلنَّاسِ, and we have revealed to you the reminder. And you see the other verse in which it say Quran says فَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الزِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, reminder is always benefit for man, for mu'mineen. There are many verses in Holy Quran about it. Let me take out some traditions about Holy Quran which are infallible, which are Masumin alayhimus salam said about the greatness of Holy Quran. Among which, let me bring a very prominent tradition in which Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says that Fazlul Quran ala sa'ir kalam ka fazlillahi ala khalqi. Holy Prophet says that the preference of Quran over all the words is like the preference of Allah over all creature. You mind it? That there is no comparison of creation and the creator. There is no comparison of human being and Allah. Similarly, there is no comparison of any word and the Quran. In continuation to this, let me bring some more tradition in which this tradition which I quoted is, you can find this Quran, this in Tafsir Abul Futuh, volume 1, page 10. If you refer Usul Al-Kafi, volume 2, page 603, in which Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam says that إِنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرْآنِ فِي أَعْلَى دَرَجَةٍ مِنَ الْآدَمِيِّينَ مَا خَلَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالْمُرْسَلِينَ. Imam says that surely after the Prophet and the messengers, the barrier of Quran have the highest position among the humans. This is a great position. It is this position is why? Because they are the barrier of Holy Quran. So this itself shows the greatness of Holy Quran. In another tradition of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, Imam says a very important tradition. Imam says that this also can be found in Tafsir, Zamaniye Tafsir, page number 47, in which Imam says that لا يستطيع عبد يقول لو كان هذا أنزل في القرآن. Like that, none can say if this was there in Holy Quran, means what? None can say, لا يستطيع عبد, nobody has capacity, nobody has power to say that this is not there in the Quran. It means that everything is in the Quran. And further Imam says that إلا وقد أنزله الله فيه, that none can say if this was there in the Holy Quran, because Allah has already revealed that in it. Means everything is there in the Holy Quran. Apart from this, let me conclude my topic with a very famous sermon of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam in Nahjul Balagha, sermon number 18. He says, وَإِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ ظَاهِرُهُ عَنِيقٌ وَبَاطِنُهُ عَمِيقٌ لَا تَفْنَى عَجَائِبَهُ وَلَا تَنْقَضِيَ غَرَائِبُهُ. Surely, the apparent of this Quran is very beautiful and its concealed is very profound. Its wonders never cease and its freshness never decease. So, my dear brother in faith, this tradition reminds me that it's our duty and the duty of all Muslims to be attached with the Holy Quran and follow it. Let me bring and conclude my discussion with a very important saying of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wassalam. You are aware that how much masaib, how much calamities our Imam has faced during the tragedy of Karbala and after that. What Imam says about the importance and the greatness of Holy Quran, he says that if the you know that we the human being are social animal, we want to socialize, we want to mix with the people, we want to interact with the people. Imam says that if the whole world is become graveyard and if I have the Quran, I don't mind it. Means it will give me the ons, it will give me the love. So, again, let's ponder on it that the great message what we derive from here, that we should attach with Holy Quran, and this is the real requirement of Muslim Ummah, because Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said at the time of his bed and many times that inni tarikum feekum usqalain kitab allahi wa itrati wa ahli bayti ma in tamassaktum bihima lan tazillu ba'di abada. So if we want to be on the path of Islam and the path of Holy Prophet, we have to be attached ourselves with Quran and Ahl Bayt. We cannot leave either Quran, we cannot leave Ahl Bayt alayhimus salam. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tahirin.